New York is often referred to as a state where it is difficult to get a gun. The way the law is interpreted can vary from county to county. Tom King is president of the New York Rifle and Pistol Association.
No one in New York State can buy a long gun without getting a background check. And that happens routinely every day. In order to get a pistol licenses are extremely difficult, and it takes 6 to 9 months minimum to get a pistol license. And you go through criminal checks, you go through a mental health check, you go through an interview of the four personal references that you place on your application. They're interviewed to make sure that you are who you're saying you are. It's extremely difficult to get a firearm in New York State.
King says FBI statistics show crimes committed by legal and lawful gun owners are statistically insignificant. Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple agrees New York's procedures are strict.
It is a relatively rigid process, and then, of course, the Supreme Court or a county court judge brings you in for an interview. And police have to sign off on it, the judge has to sign off on it, and then you pick it up from the county clerk.
Democratic State Senator Michael Gianaris says there is more that could be done now to enhance gun control.
We can limit bulk purchases. I think that's a big problem. I think we can enact micro-stamping. We can improve background checks and expand them to include all firearm purchases. Those are some of the basic ones. Bottom line is the Brady campaign, which is the gold standard for evaluating sensible gun laws, has laid out some very clear markers on what would make our laws better. And the package of bills I introduced, along with those introduced by Senator Peralta, Senator Squadron, and others, have been identified as those that could improve the state of New York's gun laws and make our streets safer.
Newtown, Connecticut has come to symbolize what U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer called a tipping point in a new dialogue about gun control laws. Governor Andrew Cuomo on Friday issued a statement calling for a crackdown on guns. Senator Gianaris is counting on Cuomo's support in getting new gun legislation passed in 2013.
Now we just need to get it done. Unfortunately, in the past, we've had difficulty getting some of these measures through the Senate. But hopefully we don't have to endure yet another tragedy before people get the message that something needs to be done.
Observers expect Gianaris and his party to put pressure on the new bipartisan coalition running the state Senate to support a gun control agenda. Meantime, law enforcement is moving ahead with plans and preparations to deal with any gun situation that may arise. Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple echoes the sentiments of many police agencies across the state. He says you can have all the procedures and protocols in place, but bad people are still out there.
You know, I don't want to say that we're to a level of preparedness where nothing could ever happen here, because that would be a foolish statement. But I do feel that Albany County, we coordinate constantly with our municipalities. We're constantly sharing information at a state level and a county and a local level. I think we are very much prepared. But again, I don't want to be foolish and say that, you know, nothing like this could ever happen in Albany. People need to be cognizant of the surroundings. If you see something that's odd or out of place, let us know. If you see it, call and do something about it. That's what we're supposed to do, is respond and check things out. What happens is a lot of people don't want to get involved. Well, we're not going to look to drag people in, but we do want to keep people safe, and that's our priority here in the county.
New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, himself an advocate of gun control, tells the New York Times that Senator Gianaris's heart seems to be in the right place, but Bloomberg expressed doubt as to whether Gianaris's proposed restrictions would reduce gun violence. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.